Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. So the Big Boom Bracket Battle wrapped up, and then you guys transitioned right into the Radio Pie Auction that took place this past Tuesday. You auctioned off some pies right here at Raccoon Valley Radio. Can you just talk a little bit about how that event went and how the turnout was in terms of how much money was able to be raised?
Right. So we really didn't know what to expect, or at least I didn't, just because I had never seen it before. Didn't really know what we were getting into. Had heard stories about, you know, what it used to look like and things. So it was really exciting to bring this back. And then with new technology, be able to enhance it from what it was before. So not only were we on the radio, of course, with the Radio Pie Auction, but we could also have a live stream going so people could watch the action on Facebook. We did have a little technical difficulties at first, as, you know, anytime you do something new, that can happen. So I think the first two pies we missed out on Facebook, and I had texts from people saying, "You're not on yet, you know, what's going on?" And so we were live on the radio and got things squared away. But that was just really fun to see the interaction from the community, people looking forward to it, putting it on their calendar and actually tuning in. Heard from so many people that were just listening for the entertainment value and also the excitement for the fundraising. And then, of course, actually calling and texting and messaging on Facebook for actual bids. So very exciting to see it all come together, especially, again, not knowing what it looked like before, but very successful overall with 11 pies. You know, we always go into it with what's our goal, what do we expect, and we really set the bar pretty low just with it being a new thing again, but obviously pleasantly surprised with the outcome. So very, very thankful to our community, from the bakers to the bidders, even if they didn't win. You know, every up bid makes the total bigger, so that's exciting for even some of those that didn't quite win a pie in the end or a cheesecake. So like I said, 11 items to auction, just took us just over an hour to get through them. A little bit of conversation and banter, and nice to hear from people that were in the room, some updates, and then even some callers too. So just very fun, exciting to, you know, highlight some of those individuals that were part of it, that were bidding, and, you know, what's new and things like that. So Tom and Sean did a really great job there. But it was just great. We, like I said, we didn't set out with a set goal, but it was pretty clear early on that people were really in it to support the fireworks. So with Hy-Vee jumping in early on to up the ante with their donation, not just a cheesecake right then and there, but two holiday pies and a gift card to the store, which made the bidding even higher. And that just set the stage for even larger bids later on. So $900 was a record at that time, but then we had $1,000, then we had $1,500. So all of that added up. And then towards the end, when we saw how close we were to our goal and Raccoon Valley Bank swooped in at the last minute to donate $800 for the last pie, we met our goal. So it was all of those pieces put together that really came together and made it very successful. So not just one person or one bid or anything like that. It really all came together, and such a great support from our community that we're all looking forward to the fireworks. That's for sure.
Now, the chamber has a goal of $12,500 to raise that for the 4th of July celebration in Perry. Everybody loves their fireworks. But between this and the Big Boom Bracket Battle, which are two of the main fundraising events for the fireworks drive, where's the chamber sitting at right now in terms of that goal?
So with the Big Boom Bracket Battle happening for the last 4 weeks, we raised $6,445, and a big chunk of that came in that very last week with the two finalists, each raising over $1,000 themselves. So with Courtney Straker and Sean Welch, who ultimately got the pie in the face, big thanks to them and all of their supporters and that fundraiser. The pie auction actually brought in $6,225. We had a number of other individual donations come in before and after. Someone missed out on a bid, but they wanted to support anyway, so a check came in for that. So we are currently at $12,945, so well above our goal of $12,500. I am not aware of any time of us meeting the goal in the past. So this is the first year ever, to my knowledge, of us setting a goal and actually hitting it, and then not only that, to only be in April. So that is absolutely amazing, fantastic, unbelievable, and very surprising. So that's really exciting. So now we have the question of where do we go from here as far as continuing fundraising efforts throughout the spring? And then does that look like upping what we order for fireworks? Does that incorporate some other activity for that event? Do we roll things over for next year and get started on a new pace for fundraising so we're always ahead of the game? So those are the discussions that we'll be having with the Chamber Board in the next couple weeks so that we have a plan of action next month and we can communicate that out to the community and they can be on board with it too. So very exciting to be in this position instead of always playing catch up like we are and pulling from other accounts to make it happen. Ultimately, it's for the community. I'm very excited that this tradition is carrying forward. We have the support and just looking forward to what it's going to look like.
In terms of we've made it past the two big ones, everyone was able to get, you know, bid on those sweet pies or vie to get a pie in the face. So we've made it past the two big fundraising events right here in the beginning of the year for the Perry Chamber. What are some other things that people can look forward to now as the Chamber continues to plan all the other events that are going to be taking place this year?
Right. So we'll continue fundraising with the grocery bill roundup later on in May. Again, it'll determine which way we're going as far as more fireworks, more activities, or for next year, but we still plan on doing that later in May. But we are working our way through the summer calendar and getting our ducks in a row for those summer events. So Friday Fest, the 4th of July, of course, and then it'll be here before we know it, the Farmers Market. So another big activity that is 18 weeks long that is a very positive point for our community in the downtown especially. So that is what we're working on behind the scenes now to get some things finalized, get our vendors lined up, and start promoting.
Now, is there anything else you would like to talk about or mention that people should know?
If people would still like to donate to the fireworks drive, we will certainly accept donations to the Chamber through our P.O. box, stop by the office. And then for those that are seeking information about the farmers market, we'll be getting that out very soon. But you can call, email to get on the list for direct communication on that.
Now, is there anything that you would like to say to those people who have participated in the fundraising so far with the Big Boom Bracket Battle and the pie auction?
Just a huge, big, big thank you to all of the bakers, the bidders, even the spare change in the jars, to the big donations that came in. Every little bit has added up to our goal. So just a big thank you to all of the support, big and small. It's all going back to the community. So a big, big thanks.
And that was our conversation with Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.